This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Interior Department faced sharp questions from Republicans today over what several called her radical ideas that include opposition to fracking and the Keystone XL oil pipeline. New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland, named to lead the Interior Department, tried to reassure GOP lawmakers, saying she's committed to strike the right balance as Interior manages oil drilling and other energy development while seeking to conserve public lands and address climate change. If confirmed, Haaland would be the first Native American to lead a cabinet agency. Native Americans see her nomination as the best chance to move from consultation on tribal issues to consent and to put more land into the hands of tribal nations, either outright or through stewardship agreements. The Interior Department has broad oversight over nearly 600 federally recognized tribes, as well as energy development and other uses for the nation's sprawling federal lands. Haaland's hearing before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee was adjourned after nearly 2.5 hours and will resume tomorrow morning. Under questioning from panel chairman Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Haaland said the U.S. will continue to rely on fossil fuels such as oil and natural gas, even as it moves toward Biden's goal of net zero carbon emissions by mid-century. The transition to clean energy, she said, is not going to happen overnight. Haaland also faced questions over her appearance at protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota before she was elected to Congress in 2018. Legislation that would have overhauled New Mexico's Wildlife Management Agency has stalled in a Senate committee. After a three-hour debate, the sweeping measure was tabled today after lawmakers raised questions about the changes proposed in the 241-page bill. Among the concerns were potential economic impacts on hunting guides and outfitters. Opponents of the bill said many outfitters would likely go out of business if they no longer received a share of the state's hunting tags, and that would mean lost jobs and revenues for rural communities. The two Democratic lawmakers pushing the bill argued that it's time to modernize the Game and Fish Department. County officials in southern New Mexico have said most of the first responders in Doña Ana County, which includes Las Cruces, have received at least one of the two doses of the coronavirus vaccine under a county mandate, despite questions about requiring the vaccination. County Manager Fernando Macias told the Las Cruces Sun News that 195 county employees of the 203 staff subject to the directive of the county detention center were at least partially vaccinated, while the remaining had registered or had an approved waiver. County employees were told last month they were required to receive the vaccine or be terminated. Labor unions questioned the directive, and others threatened litigation. Meanwhile, state health officials today reported 314 new confirmed COVID-19 cases with 9 additional deaths. The latest numbers push the state's totals to over 183,300 cases and 3,644 deaths since the pandemic began. This is KUNM.